This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Guilty of seditious conspiracy.
This is the highest level Capitol riot trial so far.
Promising Alzheimer's drug.
It's really an air of celebration.
Keeping trains on the tracks.
We must avoid a strike.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a key figure in the Capitol attack now faces a long prison term after being convicted of seditious conspiracy. CBS's Scott McFarlane says it's an important courtroom victory for the Justice Department.
It was a marathon, two-month-long trial involving Stuart Rhodes, founder of the far-right Oath Keepers, the most high-profile figure to date to face charges in connection with the deadly January 6th riot. Prosecutors also argued Rhodes talked of civil war and was the architect of a plan that included some members of the Oath Keepers breaching the Capitol in a military stack formation. It was all laid out in audio presented at trial. Rhodes took the stand in his own defense, arguing the group brought gear because they feared being targeted by left-wing agitators. But he didn't sway the federal jury. Defense attorneys told CBS News they plan to appeal.
It goes without question, we're disappointed.
A co-defendant was also convicted of seditious conspiracy. Three others were convicted on lesser charges. Severe storms battered several states in the South with more than a dozen reported tornadoes. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has details.
Overnight, a ferocious downpour over Starkville, Mississippi, where county officials say several shoppers were temporarily trapped inside a damaged grocery store.
Even in the midst of tragedy, God worked.
Part of a dangerous system that whipped up continuous heavy winds, pounding rain, and quarter-sized hail fell across parts of the South. In Memphis, police and crews were busy all night. Intense rain caused enough accidents to litter highways and streets.
There's a mix of optimism and caution from the results of tests on an experimental Alzheimer's drug. It's helped some patients, but side effects include brain swelling and bleeding.
Cheryl Essam says she and her husband David have been living in hope ever since he joined the human trials for lecanemab.
There has been deterioration, but of course, hopefully, not as fast as there would have been.
Dr. John Hardy first identified the mechanism behind Alzheimer's 3 decades ago.
I've been worried that this day was never going to come.
So far, it appears lecanemab can slow the progression of early Alzheimer's by 20 to 25%. FDA approval could come early next year. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
White House correspondent Weijia Jiang has the latest on the effort to put the brakes on a possible strike that could help derail the economy.
Democratic and Republican leaders agree that a rail strike would be devastating to the U.S. economy, and that's why they are scrambling to prevent one. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House would vote today to adopt a tentative agreement that the administration brokered back in September. Four unions have voted against it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he is working to get enough votes to pass the legislation. He's not sure if he's there yet. If Congress does not intervene, the strike could start next Friday.
CBS's Nicole Killian reports there was action in the Senate to pass a measure protecting same-sex and interracial marriages.
The bill has passed.
As the Senate approved the Respect for Marriage Act, a thumbs up from Justin Kettler and Tim Lecker, who have been watching the legislative process play out for weeks from Dallas.
We're moving in the right direction.
The couple has been married since 2017, 2 years after celebrating the Supreme Court's landmark ruling legalizing same-sex marriage.
And that added security and protection and rights that are inconsequential to so many people, except for us.
The bill does not legalize same-sex marriage nationwide, but does require the federal government and states to recognize legal same-sex and interracial marriages performed in other states. It also includes religious liberty protections, but Republicans were split.
This legislation will put the weighty thumb of government
on the scale against religious organizations.
The House has passed a similar measure and will take up the Senate version next week. Court documents just released by an Indiana judge say an unspent bullet found near two teenage girls who were killed in 2017 came from the gun owned by the suspect in the case. 50-year-old Richard Allen was arrested just last month, and the pistol was found at his home.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Overseas, in a game that was tense from the start, the United States did what it needed to do to survive at the World Cup, beating Iran 1-0.
Austin McKay, Dest making a big run. It's meant for him. Dest is snuck in behind. Dest into the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price.
Christian Pulisic did pay the price on that first half goal. He suffered a pelvic injury and was later hospitalized after a collision with the goalkeeper, but he says he'll be ready to play Saturday against the Netherlands in the knockout round. Ben Jacobs, CBS Sports.
Make no mistake, it's going to be really challenging and difficult. And if they do go out, it will be with no disgrace now, because this Netherlands side have looked sensational.
Britain's Prince William and wife Kate are on their first overseas trip since the death of Queen Elizabeth, 3 days in Boston to focus on their environmental initiative. South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem has banned state employees and contractors from accessing TikTok on state-owned devices because of its ties to China. Noem says information gathered on the video platform is used by China to, quote, manipulate the American people. Well, long before social media could help make a music career, there was Michael Jackson. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us this date in 1982 launched him into the music stratosphere.
40 years ago today, Michael Jackson's Thriller album dropped, crowning him the king of pop and a video music pioneer. The title song, with its eye-popping zombies and dance moves, morphed into a 14-minute mini-film. And there was pioneering rap. The album included 7 top 10 hits and remains the biggest selling of all time. This week, it's back in Billboard's top 10. Thriller also won a record-breaking 8 Grammy Awards.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
From Texas, an unusual family reunion, a half century in the making.
22-month-old baby Melissa was abducted in 1971. It's believed she was taken by her babysitter. This weekend's family reunion came after her biological father submitted a DNA test showing a match with a woman now named Melanie Brown.
It is overwhelming, but at the same time, it's just the most wonderful feeling in the world.
Baby Melissa's mother, overwhelmed with joy.
I just couldn't believe it.
I thought I would never see her again.
She had been living in Fort Worth the entire time. The police investigation continues. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A symbol of France, the baguette, has been added to the UN's list of cultural heritage. Billions of loaves are consumed every year, but it may need preservation. France's cultural ministry warns hundreds of traditional bakeries close in the country every year. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.